W Bad Axe.
This news update is being brought to you by Morrell Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy Zero Turn Mower dealer with a large selection of brand new golf carts. See them in their new location on North M53 just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Get more tractor for less money at Morrell Equipment. And welcome to your news for this hour. My name is Sydney Sutliff, and I'm coming at you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. The Speaker Township Board of Trustees held a special meeting Thursday at the Township Hall in Melvin to discuss the proposed River Bend wind development. The board approved hiring an engineering firm and an acoustic engineer to review a special land use permit that could allow construction of at least 24 wind turbines in Speaker Township and 26 more in neighboring Fremont. The project also involves Elk Township for a buried transmission line. Residents with road issues are asked to contact the Sanilac County Road Commission with any questions. For that information, go to the full article on thumbnet.net. And on the morning of Friday, October 10th, the Huron County's Sheriff's Office responded to a fatal crash on M25 south of Kilmond Road in Sebring Township. Authorities say an 82-year-old Sebring man driving a pickup truck sideswiped a semi, then left the road before coming to rest in a ditch. Witnesses began CPR, but the driver was later pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators believe he may have suffered a medical emergency before the crash. The semi-driver was not injured, and the victim's name is being withheld pending the family's notification. We'll be right back with your news, but first, here's a quick message from our sponsors at Morrell Equipment, so stay tuned. Your news will be right back.
We've been waiting. We've been watching the progress, and now Morrell Equipment's new location at the north end of Bad Axe is now open. That's right. Morrell Equipment, your Thumb area LS Tractor dealer of the Thumb in eastern Michigan, is now open in their new facility just east of the Meyer store on North M53 in Bad Axe, bringing you even more convenience, a better selection, and top-notch service. From 25 horsepower to 101 horsepower LS compact to heavy-duty LS utility tractor and attachments, stop by and see why LS Tractors are the best value for your hard-earned dollar.
This is Kevin Morrell. Whether you're tackling farm work, landscaping, or heavy-duty projects, LS Tractors deliver the power, reliability, and efficiency you need.
Right now, get up to 120 months, 0% financing with approved credit.
Morrell Equipment is now open in our brand new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Morrell Equipment is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 8:30 a.m. till noon.
LS Tractor, start blue, stay blue.
Stop by and see our large selection of Bad Boy lawnmowers. Huge fall discounts and 0% financing is available.
Welcome back. Construction of a pedestrian tunnel under M24 to Crampton Park was temporarily halted last month after crews found 8 55-gallon drums buried during excavation. Work stopped on the west side of M24 over fears the drums might contain hazardous materials. While tests were being done, crews shifted work to the east side of the highway. Test results later confirmed the drums were not hazardous, but the material inside still requires proper disposal. The tunnel, once complete, will provide walkers and bikers a safe way to cross the busy highway. Another issue in the project is that the expected relocation of an electrical pole, a move that could cost the city more than $20,000. Despite these challenges, the tunnel is still expected to be finished by the end of this month. And the murder case of Andrea Elber is heading back to court next year, making another chapter in the long investigation into her 2011 death. Kenneth K.C. Grondin III was originally convicted in 2015 of Elber's murder. She was 20 years old and from Otisville. Her body was found, bound, and shot in the head at her aunt and uncle's home in Mayfield Township, where she was house-sitting at the time. Grondin's conviction was overturned in 2018 after the Michigan Court of Appeals found a defect in the verdict form. Then, in 2023, another suspect, Chadwick Shane Mobley, was linked to the crime through evidence found at the scene. Mobley was then arrested and sentenced to life in prison without parole. Despite that, the case against Grondin continues. His new trial is set for March 2026, and his attorney is requesting an independent forensic review of the evidence. And we have one obituary for this hour. Donald C. Stern, 69 years of Bad Axe, passed away on Friday, October 10th, 2025, in McLaren Bay Hospital with his family by his side. Donald was born on June 18th, 1956. Visitation for Donald will be held on Wednesday, October 15th, 2025, from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the McAlpine Funeral Home in Bad Axe. A fireman's service will be held at 7 p.m. Memorials in his name may be offered to the family in the care of Terry Orban. And condolences may be shared with the family at this website, www.mcalpinefuneralhome.com. Coming up, we got weather. Steve, how's it looking?